Thank you, Chancel Bell Choir, and good morning, everybody. Welcome to worship this third Sunday in Advent. This is the Sunday on which this church has a rich tradition of something called the Christmas Festival, and we're so glad you're part of it. This morning, we'll be led in worship by our choirs, by bells, by orchestra, by other musicians, by those who have speaking parts. And whatever has brought you here today, we're glad that you're here. This is a very special morning in so many respects. Advent means coming. And in Advent, we celebrate the fact that Christ has come. And we anticipate that glad day when he will return. And we begin this morning with the lighting of the third Advent candle, an Advent wreath. I want to invite the Colley family to come up. John and Sarah, Owen and Margaret May, and Sarah's mom, Linda DeWay, who just moved here recently and has joined our church. Thank you all so very much for bringing us into worship today.
Please stand with us and join me in the responsive liturgy for the lighting of the Advent wreath. This morning, we unite with ringers, singers, and instrumentalists to once again journey to Bethlehem through word and song to hear the story of the Son born unto us. God is with us, Emmanuel, and through the power of his Spirit, we offer worship and praise to the Savior born in Bethlehem.
Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. This morning, we light the third candle on the Advent wreath. The third candle is lit, symbolizing the shepherds, social outcasts of the times, who left their flocks to worship the baby born in Bethlehem. Just as he was with the shepherds, he is with us now. And so we offer our prayers and praise to him, the Prince of Peace.
Let us pray. O Lord, hear our grateful praises to the babe so dear. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Amen.
Thank you. When Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, he became like us in all things but sin. May we who have been reborn in him be free from our sinful ways. Let us confess our sin to God. Merciful God, always with us, always coming, we confess that we do not know how to prepare for your advent. We have forgotten how to hope in miracles. We have ignored the promise of your kingdom. We get distracted by all the busyness of this season. Forgive us, God. Grant us the simple wonder of the shepherds, the intelligent courage of the Magi, and the patient faith of Mary and Joseph, that we may journey with them to Bethlehem and find the good news of a child born for us. Now, in the quiet of our hearts, we ask you to make us ready for his coming. Amen. The good news of this Advent season is forgiveness of sin and new life. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and made righteous. Amen.
Thank you.
Listen to God's word from Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
To this little town of no great renown, the Lord had a promise to keep. Prophets had foretold it, mighty king would come. But the sovereign Lord looked helpless and small as God gave the world his own son. And who would have seen if we could hold God in our hand? The giver of love is born in love, revealing that glorious plan. To save the world. Wondrous gift of heaven, Father sends the Son. From time eternal, moved by holy love, he will carry a curse and death he'll reverse, so we can be daughters and sons. And who would dream?
Even while we sleep, God is at work, saving the world. Beloved, hear the word of God. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
God. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
And would you pray with me? I remind you this morning that in the response to Lord in your mercy, we'll say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Dear Lord, we gather before you this morning. You, the eternal God, for whom all people wait and search, even those who don't realize it. We cry out today for a living and present word from you. As our season of discontent approaches the day of your coming, we pray that you would speak to us in grace in the ways that you know best. Open our eyes that have been closed by fear and blinded by self-pity, that we may see you even in the anxieties and uncertainties that beset our days and our world and threaten to overwhelm us like a cloud of darkness. We especially pray today, Lord, cast out our fear of terrorism, of immigrants, of climate change, and of polarization. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, help us to see that amid the hustle and bustle of this holiday time, crowded stores and rude shoppers, impatient drivers, the frayed generosity, you have come incarnate, sanctifying the very smallest tasks and parts and pieces and items of life, of love, generosity, and kindness. We think of the needs of others at this time, Lord God, and sometimes we're embarrassed by our selfishness. May the answer to our prayers begin with us to redeem the times. Grant us, Lord, work in us the will and desire to do things for others. Enable us to do what we can to help in every direction. Lord, in your mercy. We pray that the promise of your birth, that peace shall be on earth, may soon be fulfilled, both in our troubled hearts and in our troubled world. Come to us, Lord, for we need your presence in our own lives. We pray especially today for those dear to us who are sick or troubled or unsure or at the hour of death. And we especially remember, Lord, today, the family of Keith Ickes. Comfort your people, and with each heart, with your love. Lord, we pray, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for this world into which you came and which you still love. Touch us anew with the hope that is the heritage of those who love you and trust your covenant promises. Through Jesus Christ, who is the joy of those who are happy and the comfort of those who mourn, we join with the church in all ages in the family prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The announcing of the gospel, the good news of Christ Jesus, birth, life, suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension, sets us free. God has made peace with us, a peace that we can receive and share. The peace of Christ be with you. Would you stand up? Reach around and share that peace with one another. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Oh, peace of Christ be with you. Thanks for playing today, Mary. The peace, and also with you, dear. Peace of Christ be with you, dear dog. Peace of Christ be with you, guys. If I could get everyone to be seated, a little out of our ordinary. We normally go right into a hymn, but we place the announcements here for this particular service each year. So let me welcome you again and just tell you how delighted we are that you came this morning. And if you have a place in your life for coming to further events, I want to announce some in just a moment, some of the coming events in the next 2 weeks. You'll find a welcome card in each row, and we would so appreciate it if you'd pass it down. And if you're a guest, that you'd sign in, write in some of the information. If you're a regular attender or a member, that you'll just give us your name at the bottom. We'd so appreciate it. Next Sunday, for those of you who are part of this congregation, we will hold a brief congregational meeting after the 9:15 service for the purpose of approving terms of call for our associate pastor, Cindy Frost. So please plan to stay for a 10-15 minute congregational meeting at about 10:15 next Sunday morning. Christmas, the Sunday before Christmas, December the 20th, we're going to have a couple of things going on, but one of them is caroling that afternoon. Now, here's the name. Crockpots. Caroling Crockpots, Cookies and Cocoa. 4:30 Sunday afternoon. That's next Sunday at 4:30. Hope you'll be there for that. All crackpots are welcome. And boy, do we ever have our share in this church. Christmas Eve, Wednesday night, the 24th of December, we have services, a family service at 3, and then two evening services, one at 5 and one at 7. The one at 7 o'clock has communion associated with it. We have parking issues on a night like that, and across the street at Sports Authority, they don't close until 6, and so we don't want to be like filling their parking lot when they're in business. So if you come for the 7 o'clock service on the 24th, park over there. That'd be great. If you come earlier, we'd sure appreciate it if you'd park in the underground parking lot over at Safeway. And likewise, maybe next Sunday if you're coming, it'd be great if you parked across the street in the underground parking lot. We don't want to get on the bad side of our neighbors. Let's see. December 27th, Sunday after Christmas, we'll have only one service. It'll be at 10 o'clock right here in the sanctuary. And then finally, Keith Ickes was a member of this church for a long time. He and his wife moved away for years and then have been in the process of moving back. And Keith was diagnosed with cancer. And he passed away towards the end of this week. Was it Wednesday? Tuesday. And his memorial service will be tomorrow morning here in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. And we hope that many of you will be here to honor his life and to celebrate the resurrection. That's all for this community bulletin board, but I want to invite the ushers if they would come forward. Friends, we invite you to give thanks to God for the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ in the giving of tithes and offerings. Thank you. Lord, we give back to you a portion of that which you have so kindly, generously given us. We pray that you would take it and do the miracle of transforming it into light in the darkness. For whomever needs it, wherever it should be placed, God, we pray, do something far greater with it even than what we ask or think. And in that, bring yourself pleasure, glory, and honor, and help to those who are in need. We pray humbly in the beloved name of Jesus. Amen.
Listen to God's word. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
stand for the final hymn. Say that we were made to be reflectors of the glory and goodness of God. It doesn't arise from us, it comes from Him, and it comes off of us. It is revealed, reflected. And so it is also in the same way, right, always good and right, that when we sense and see that, we give thanks to God, reflected off of those who have communicated it to us. I blundered a little while ago. I called for the hymn too soon, just when you were in the middle of pointing out the various people who had sung. I think it'd be a wonderful thing if we were able to give thanks to God through our musicians today. So would you like to point at them again and have us and make up for my sin? That's a joke. Worship team. Yes. Yay. Arcus. Thank you all. Now. Now would you join me in the benediction? May God, who sent his angels to proclaim the glad news of the Savior's birth, fill you with joy and make you heralds of the gospel. Amen.